Yes, you're listening to WKCR FM New York. Time is 8 o'clock straight up. My name is Carter Van Pelt. I'll be with you until 10 this morning. We are sadly acknowledging the passing of one of the great figures in Jamaican popular music, Mikey Dread, as a DJ, a performer, and a producer, but almost more importantly than all of those things, as an ambassador spreading the music internationally, at the same time as Bob Marley, through his collaboration with The Clash. He did so much to break the thing open. But I won't go on and on about that. We're going to listen to some more of his vocal cuts here as we move past the 8 o'clock hour, and have a very special guest coming into the studio who will be selecting a lot of the music after he gets here, and that's photographer David Corio. Expecting him here any minute, so stay tuned for that. And we're going to move forward with the Mikey Dread Memorial in its third hour now, and I want to thank Jing for playing the first 2 hours of the program, which was pre-produced. First hour covering productions by Mikey Dread, Dread of the Control of Productions, and now the second hour was vocals by Mikey Dread, and we're going to continue in that vein. You just heard Roots and Culture, and now we're going to check Rootsman Revival, Warrior Stylie, Step by Step, Voice of Ja, and Money Friend. Again, you're listening to WKCR-FM New York.
This one will educate, inform, and inspire. Sounds from the Ethiopian Empire.
Yeah. I just said sound I call the Rootsman Redemption. Come a higher man. Rootsman Redemption. Come a higher man. I just said Rootsman Redemption. Yeah. And so we stepping out of Babylon in a Jaja land. In a Jaja land, if I'm the purest man, they say feel back with Mr. Wicked Man. So me say feel back with your plan, and no trouble Rasta Man. No trouble Rasta Man, cause if no trouble no one, that is the Rootsman Revival. Ain't until you say I don't want no tribal. Wow! I say feel back with your enemy. The Rootsman Redemption. Whoa! I say we stepping out of Babylon in a Jaja land. Cause in a Jaja land we know we're living as one. And Zion is the land where I want to go. Zion is the land where the milk and honey flow. This is the Rootsman Redemption. I come here, I am man. Rootsman Redemption. I come here, not children. Come here, we stepping out of Babylon. Nothing may put the feet in a Zion. In a Jaja land, if I'm the purest man, me say feel back with Mr. Wicked Man. Back with your plan and a trouble rest man. At this a Rootsman Revival. And tell me till you say I don't want no tribal. And tell me till you say I don't want no enemy. And I tell you say I can't take the enemy. Yeah, at this a Rootsman Redemption. Stepping out of Babylon. Babylon in a Jaja land. In a Jaja land, I know we live in as one. And Zion is the land where I want to go. Zion is the land where the milk and honey flow. And it's the Rootsman Redemption. Come out, I am man. Rootsman Redemption. Come and I teach you. Go make we rally round the walls of Babylon. Go make we fall down the walls of Babylon. Fall down the walls of Babylon. Mash down the walls in Babylon. That's how we step in out of Babylon. In a Jaja land. Go in a Jaja land.
Them come for rock, all the brother in a cap, and some say they keep on rocking every day. These are the iPhone styling, styling. These are the iPhone styling. Don't get no 81 styling, styling. Don't get no 81 styling. Jaja make you love, and Jaja make you love, and Jaja make you keep on loving every day.
When Marcus did say, we must leave here someday. We kid, you know, you can't get away. We going
forward,
we going
forward.
We're going to hold Jaja.
Israel. Forward, stay forward, forward Israel way. This music come from rock, all the brother in our heart. As always say, we keep on rocking every day.
These are the warrior styling, styling. These are the warrior styling.
Jaja says to dub, Jah music make you dub, Jah music make you keep on dubbing every day. Me no matter if you rich, me no matter if you poor, and I saw me say we keep on knocking at the door.
We have to leave here someday. We can, you can't get away. No,
could I never?
Cause we've got to meet on His Majesty's Street. We will be there, Jah will take care. We're going, and we're going. We're going to hold that.
Bang bang bang,
we're moving.
Bang bang,
and we're moving.
Bang bang,
we're moving through the land.
This a rhythm come from rock, all the daughter in a frock, and some is if they keep on rocking every day. This a rhythm come from rock, all the daughter with them hot, and some is if they keep on rocking every day. This a rhythm come from rock, all the brother in a cap, and some is if they
when Marcus did say, we must leave here someday. We kid, you know, you can't get away. We going, we going, we're going to hold Jaja. We'll be right back.
How great thou art, thou King of Earth. Hear my cry in the land of my birth.
Because Jaja is the savior and the emperor. Only Rasta knows the voice of Jah. I said I worship the Father and I worship the Son. The one I worship most is the Holy Ghost. Only Rasta knows the voice of Jah. He meditates in the day and meditates in the night. To meditate right is got to see Jaja light. And only Jaja children of a Rasta. Way! And every Nati is a conscious dread. I tell you, every Nati is a dreadlocks dread. And every Nati dread was once a morning. And every Nati is a righteous dread. It's smoking cali herb and it's study Jaja word. It's smoking cali herb and it's study Jaja word. From Genesis to Exodus to Revelation, on the deep initiation. I tell you, on the deep initiation. Wait, only Rasta knows the voice of Jah. I tell you, Zilla Jaja is the savior of the only Rasta knows the voice of Jah. I said I worship the Father, I worship the Son. The one I worship most is the Holy Ghost. Only Rasta knows the voice of Jah. I tell you, only Rasta knows the voice of Jah. Every Nati dread was once a falling. And every Nati is a righteous dread. Every Nati is a conscious dread. Smoking cali herb and him study Jaja word. From Genesis to Exodus to Revelation.
Sounds from Mikey Dread called Voice of Jah. You're listening to WKCR FM New York. The time is 8:22. And today, for the first two hours and change here on Reggae Rhythms, we are having a memorial for Mikey Dread. And my name is Carter Van Pelt. I'm joined by a very special guest this morning, David Corio. He's not here because of Mikey Dread's passing, but David was a long time, he's from London, but a long time New York resident who's back in town for a week. And David is a gifted photographer, someone who's documented reggae from the late 70s to the present, and I'm an admirer of his work. And David, thanks for coming into the studio today. You brought a lot of music that we're going to get to in a minute, but welcome to the show and welcome back to the city.
Great, thanks. Nice to see you again, Carter.
So today we were talking off mic a second ago about Mikey Dread, and I had one of my regular listeners, Denny, called in, and he offered his, he's Jamaican, he offered his perspective. He hadn't heard that Mikey passed. Mikey passed a week ago today, and he remembers the Dread at the Controls radio show on JBC and how important that was, that ran for a couple years through 1978, I believe, and it was an overnight program. As I understand it, I hope I have my facts straight, JBC didn't have any programming from midnight to 5 in the morning, and he convinced them to let him come on the air and do his thing. And that this was significant at the time, because I think a lot of people don't realize that reggae had kind of a fight to get on the air in Jamaica because of its sort of social position. And so it was a big deal when there was this big block of time dedicated, a Rasta selecting everything. And Mikey had great taste and phenomenal connections with everyone in the business. So a lot of exclusive, exceptional material, well selected. It was a great radio program.
Yeah. I think as well, because, you know, Jamaican radio up until that time, they were, you know, as much would be playing, you know, general R&B, sort of pop hits, country.
Sure.
And, you know, reggae.
Jazz.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And reggae wasn't really, you know, getting on the airwaves that much. So it was certainly revolutionary, you know, for its time.
Absolutely. And it was through the radio program, we surmised, that The Clash found out about Mikey Dread, sought him out. And he ended up producing 6 tracks on their Sandinista album, and when they went to Jamaica, recorded at Channel One, and then he toured with them. So through The Clash, Mikey had some international exposure, and then he sort of leveraged that into doing more productions for Dread at the Controls, and he also narrated and had a role in a very important documentary series called Deep Roots Music that you may be familiar with.
Right, yeah. It was really, that was a real sort of groundbreaking music program in England. Well, it was shown in England anyway.
Yeah.
But it was, I think, you know, he had such a distinctive voice as well that mm-hmm. it was like you immediately knew who he was, be it on the radio or his music, which, you know, that always stands for a lot, I think.
It does. Identity.
Yeah,
is
definitely.
Important.
Yeah.
Distinct identity. So let's listen to a couple more cuts here by Mikey Dread, and then David has graciously, he's going to share some of the music out of his collection, which I'm sure has been amassed over 25, 30 years.
Yeah, at least.
And he has some of that with him today, which we will enjoy going up through 10 o'clock, and I'm going to really turn the selection over to him after I round out the Mikey Dread Memorial. So stay tuned. You're listening to WKCR FM New York. And we're going to hear a very strange Mikey Dread track here called Home Guard. And this one is produced by Lee Scratch Perry. And when I first listened to this, I was trying to figure out if I had the speed wrong, what was going on with this thing. But it's just, you know, it's one of those Lee Scratch Perry approaches. And you know, I believe a pretty early Mikey Dread cut. I'm not exactly sure the date of it. But this is Mikey Dread, Michael Campbell, on WKCR FM New York.
A Dread Icon Tour.
We have to that good man.
That's what you think, Mac.
Here I and I fire, O Jah Rastafari, and let I and I cry, come on to thee. Hide not thy face from I and I in thee when I and I in trouble. Incline thine ear unto I in the day when I call. Answer I speedily.
Oh God, save me, come out of my yard. Oh God, oh God, save me, don't you fall. You're not the red scene and you're not the blue sea. So that simply mean you are in between. Yeah. I see this thing, nobody come leave me. As so me tell you, me ya Jah Jah bless me. As so me say, me ya Jah Jah bless me. Yeah, make me say me sit down on my yard and I play tree yard. And you keep my home yard a coming on my yard. With a big ass station dog. As so with a big ass station dog. Me see the dog start to bark and me have to run through the dog. Escape like a hawk and the dog still a bark. They me foot them like a hawk. And as so me run through the dog. Oh God, say me come on, come in yard. Oh God, me say me know you a fraud. You not a soldier and you not a police. Believe by man in peace. Yeah!
yard. And he came up home and a dolly to the yard with a big ass station dog. As a with a big ass station dog. He does not fly to the dog and does not fly like a hawk. The dog still a bark, the hip couldn't stop walk. They might run, run, run until them tumble down. They ma run, run, run until them tumble down. Jaja will come, will come. As the Jaja children kingdom come.
I wanna hear it for the Blue Rhythm Band. Right now we're gonna do one from an album called World War III. And World War III was mixed by that engineer there called Mr. Maxi Mackenzie, right? Let's hear it! Yeah, we have the same team right here today. This one called Break Down the Walls. Oh, all it. All right, Jacob. Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. What? All right. So the man say we gotta really make it shot. All right. We're gonna do one from the album called Pave the Way. Seen. And this one's a sing along. You can all join in and try and sing. And if you sound good, I'll put you in a recording studio and make your own music. Right. Roberto. lively in the sun and the microphone stand. One love to you and you and you and you and you and everyone out there, beautiful as you. One love, love yourself, one love, like that. Stand by for much more music, but in the meantime for me and on behalf of Aura International Production, please flash 1985 Festival in Catalina. My DJ says, go yourself to me, keep on rocking for the scene.
Mikey Dread live in concert with the Blue Rhythm Band in Catalina on Catalina Island in 1985. An interesting performance there and unreleased. And many thanks to Duck from Blue Rhythm for providing that segment. And David Corio is my guest in the studio today. My name is Carter Van Pelt. And as we're going to wrap up the Mikey Dread memorial here with one more track. Johnny from Good Records loaned me quite a rare album called Badman Posse, a Junior Mervin album that Mikey Dread produced. It was released in 1982, has yet to see reissue on LP or CD, but Johnny at Good Records was very kind to loan it for the show today. So we'll wrap up the Mikey Dread Memorial with this track, and then David Corio is going to select most of the rest of the show, if not all. And David, again, great to have you here on a wintry...
Early morning for me.
Early morning for you. I've actually started to really enjoy getting up at 6 o'clock. I never thought I would say that.
I thought there was only a 6 p.m., to be honest. But...
No, we're solid for right now. So, again, David Corio will be selecting... the show after the Junior Mervin track, and we're going to hear the first track that he has picked is a Horace Andy tune called
Babylon System.
Babylon System. That'll be after this Junior Mervin. You're listening to WKCR FM New York Reggae every Saturday from 6 to 10 a.m. My name's Carter Van Pelt.
get up in the morning, the first thing you do is smoke a spliff. Then you go out on the street, buy and eat an orange, thinking what to do today, this Monday morning. Through the Babylon system, life is so shifting here. Don't want to live by the gun, got to keep the struggle, got to overcome these trials and cross these. Through the Babylon system. The way the bullies look at you, thinking you're a thief, only the love of God make you exist. Got to overcome this struggle through the Babylon system. Believe me, yeah. Don't want to live by the gun, got to keep the struggle to overcome these trials and crises. Thinking what to do today, this Monday morning, through the Babylon system. Tell the people, get up in the morning, the first thing I is smoke as play. Yeah, through the powers of the Almighty, I keep living. Through the powers, I keep living. Oh, I tell you, got to keep the struggle, got to live, got to keep the struggle, got to live. Ooh, this Monday morning, life is so shitty to the Babylon system. Don't know what to do on this Monday morning. Gotta smoke my spliff and eat my orange. Oh yeah, got to live, got to live, got to live, got to live, got to live. Oh yeah, got to live. Gotta live. This Monday morning, through the Babylon system.
Get away.
Cuss in the morning, cuss in the evening. hot dust, dust abroad. Dust, dust everywhere you go. Dust, dust, dust. Oh yeah, I just can't keep up with you. Get away to dust, dust. We don't want it. No. Get away to dust, dust. We don't like it. Get away with it, cuss, cuss. Move ya. Move ya. Move ya. Get away. Get away, oh, ah. Cuss in the morning, cuss in the evening, cuss at night time, oh, ah, ah. Cuss, cuss, cuss. Oh yeah, I just can't keep up with it. Get away with it, cuss, cuss. We don't want it. Get away with it, cuss, cuss. We don't like it. No. Get away with it, cuss, cuss. Move ya. Move ya. Move ya. Get away, get away, oh yeah. Get away, oh yeah. Move ya, move ya. Get away.
Watch this, rolling, rolling.
Sleepy Andy with Cuss Cuss on WKCR FM New York, My name's Carter Van Pelt. I'm joined in the studio by David Corio, who is a gifted photographer. You've probably seen his photographs in any number of contexts, either on reggae album covers or in magazines or in galleries, possibly. And he is also, you can't really be a photographer of musicians without being a music lover. And so David, as a reggae lover growing up in London and being exposed to the music, has he has a passion for it and has collected a lot of music and is sharing it with us today. And David, glad to have you here. Do you want to give us a little context for the first two selections?
Yeah, the first track, Babylon System, the Horus tune, that was on an album called Showcase. It came out on Tads, I think it was.
Yeah, Tads.
Yeah, what, 78, 79? Might have been a bit later.
It could have been 80, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a great album. You don't see it around too often, but it's got some really good, you know, very sort of dready tunes on it. And then that second one was a 12-inch disco, came out of England, produced by Blacker Dread. So one of the many versions of Cuss Cuss that Horace did mm-hmm. over the years. But I like that machine gun break in the middle as well, just to add a bit of spice to it anyway. So
David, growing up in London, you had, other than someone who grew up in Kingston, Jamaica, you were in a privileged location to hear Jamaican music in a formative stage, not in the formative stage of the music industry. If you were a little older, you could have been exposed to that, but really when it was had its full head of steam in the 70s, you were right there when the sound systems in England were breaking it out, and you mentioned that you were a follower of Ja Shaka.
Right.
And tell me about your memories of your early connections and really realizing how great this music is, how much you love it.
Right, yeah. Well, I was at college actually in Gloucester out of London from like 76 to 78, but it's got a big Jamaican sort of population there, so you'd get a lot of sound systems coming through. And Shaka would be a sort of regular performer there and in Bristol nearby. And it was quite a mind-blowing experience for me, I must say. You know, I'd seen, you know, the odd sound system before, but Shaka in particular was something, you know, really unique. It was, you were just sort of surrounded by sort of speakers, probably, you know, 12, 14 foot high. Mm-hmm. And it was more, you know, you felt it as much as hearing it. It was, you know, your stomach would be like sort of vibrating. I remember my kneecaps vibrating, you know. It was like, certainly, you know, a full-on experience anyway.
Total immersion.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it would never really get going until about 1 o'clock or so in the morning, and it would be a sort of build-up that would, you know, really start sort of peaking around sort of 3 or 4. So I do remember 6 a.m. because I remember coming out many a times later than that, you know. But it was a great, you know, sort of learning experience, because he had, you know, some of the best sort of dub plates, certainly, you know, if you're into sort of heavy roots anyway, and you know, quite unique. So and he'd have various people, you know, sort of chatting on the sound with him. He'd, you know, do his own bit with lots of sirens wailing and everything. But I saw Horace Andy actually chatting on Shaka's sound. And
what other artists do you remember on the sound?
Johnny Clark, Big Youth, Burning Spear, actually.
You're kidding.
Did, and I asked Spear about that, and he claimed that he didn't. And it was like, well, I saw you in North London.
Wow.
But only short, you know, just a couple of songs. But, you know, people would just pass through, you mm-hmm. know, which was always, you know, nice sort of, wow, wasn't expecting that, you know. So always good. So, yeah, so this next tune, this is a Ja Shaka tune, Revelation 18, which it was quite a, it was sort of one of his anthems, I guess, certainly, you know, sort of growing up, probably in 1980, 81, something like that. So it was, he was always, you know, heavy on the bass and would sort of cut down to, you know, real minimal stuff. I don't think his vinyl really sort of captures him at his best. If you can pick up a live, you know, cassette or whatever of some of his shows. That's, you know, some of the best ways of really hearing what it's about. But this tune's a goodie anyway.
It's interesting. I mean, not to digress too much, but it's the hardest thing to communicate and about this music is that it's a sound system music. You know, it was recorded to sound best that way, and until you really hear it that way, you're not quite hearing it
right. No,
right. And you know, here we are doing a radio program, and so, you know, listening to reggae on the radio is it's nice. It's one way to do it, but again, it's really it's not the context that this music was originally recorded for.
Right. Yeah.
When I was in Jamaica 3 weeks ago, I had some time to kill on my way to Kingston because I took a flight over from Montego Bay. And I went and I just sat on the side of the street at near Sam Sharp Square, and there was a sound system strung up, massive, and they were playing some Burning Spear, and it was like I'd never heard it before.
Well,
some studio ones, if I was totally familiar with the recording,
right.
But I felt like I had never heard it before because it was so powerful. It was just like it was enormous.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And that's the trick to this music. It has its own context that you never want to forget.
Right, no, definitely, yeah.
You're hearing the voice of David Corio, my guest on Reggae Rhythms this morning. My name's Carter Van Pelt. Reggae every Saturday from 6 to 10 a.m. It is 8:59 right now, and we're going to move into the next hour of selections by David Corio. As he said, we've got Josh Shaka coming up, and we'll be back to talk to David about his photography as well during the next hour. So stay tuned. This is Josh Shaka.